Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 plenary call number 118 on the 22nd of July, 2020 at 1400 UTC. Review team members attending the call today include Denko, Kaveh, Russ, Ram Krishna, Lauren, and Scott. Apologies from Casey, Boban, and Steve. And attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Brenda, and technical writer Heather. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the meeting over to you. Thank you.
Thanks. So in your mail, you should have a bunch of information that we are going to go over today. Hopefully, you had a chance to look at it ahead. We're going to swap items 2 and 3 on the agenda. Because the risk team stuff you've seen several times. It has text in terms of changes to the report, and it has responses to the public comments. This is the a bunch of recommendations related to the risk stuff, and then Carrie Ann, who had additional somewhat related items, put her changes in the same Google document. And then from the abuse team, we have a PDF document that has their public comment responses. And then we expect to have their text next week. So let's start with the risk team plus Carrie Ann, and I'll turn it over to Lauren to do that.
Yeah, hi everyone, this is Lauren. Essentially, I will say the same that I've said before, which is that essentially very little has changed since I last presented. So Russ already said we have a full table with our responses. Surely they will need some editing for the final report in terms of making the text understandable and flow nice, et cetera, but it kind of contains where we went with things. You also have the text where I can see KC actually added some comments, but I think most of them are more about writing rather than the content or the recommendations. So essentially what we have done, again, for those who have not heard this before, is we have kind of moved recommendations from all over the report we put out for public comment into one section that essentially deals with ICANN internal security, looking at things like security management, risk management, business continuity, disaster recovery. So essentially this whole topic area that has to do with how the organization manages security. So as a quick overview, we're starting out with the C-suite security position recommendation that I'm sure you all remember. This was recommendation 6. I'm not sure what number it will have going forward, so I'll refer to them by the old number. So essentially establish this office, give this person a budget and move activities under this position. That following is the recommendation on budget, which is the only one where there have been recent changes. This was because we took this one in, but there was a version that Navid had kindly already dealt with. So essentially I took it, put it both into one. Navid had a look and gave me thumbs up. So he is happy that the things he worked on in regards of this recommendation, which was recommendation 4, is now including everything. We're then kind of going down, right? So we now have a person, we now have money. Now we're going with what was recommendation 7 into risk management, where essentially not much has changed. We then go into information security management systems and security certifications. This was SSR2 recommendation 2, with, again, I think only minor adjustments from what we had. We then go into recommendation 3, or what is still called recommendation 3. This is about using best practices. And the last two are the business continuity management, disaster recovery planning. As before, we're essentially focusing on the use of internationally accepted, internationally developed standards, trying to have the organization work towards and according to what is widely recognized as appropriate / best practices. We're calling for actual kind of audits and checks, as is the norm all over the industry. And that essentially concludes the risk section. To kind of summarize again, right, it is have leadership, have budget, go through what is known as best practice, kind of risk management, information security management system, and then have business continuity and disaster recovery done like that as well. Our reasoning is there throughout, which mainly has to do with essentially how important the operations are. And I think we did address all the comments that we had clarified were necessary, et cetera, but obviously happy to answer any questions. If everyone is happy, I think the sub-team that worked on this would like to essentially finally get this one stamped for the next stage, meaning that changes will still be possible, that we know, okay, everyone is roughly happy with what is here in terms of content, and that we can start integrating it into the new structure and obviously come back to it with the whole report for everyone to check out. But for now, that we can kind of move forward with getting this one ready. I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not seeing any hands. So I'm going to ask, we've heard about this, I think, 3 times now. Are there any concerns with the directions that's been laid out here? Obviously, we're going to need a pass by Heather to make it all read like one person wrote it after all this rearranging. But other than that, does anyone have concerns with what the team has done here? Seeing no hands, hearing no objections, I'm taking that as consensus of the people who are on the call. So I will send a note with a pointer to this document that the people on the call are satisfied with this. If you're not, please respond to that email so that we can address whatever concern you have. Did anything change in the public comment response since we went through them last time, especially on the point that Naveed had raised?
This is Lauren again. So essentially, apart from that one, obviously no changes. I have not anything available, I think, on what Naveed's responses were to his edits. But my assumption is that they do exist. So I will follow up with him, make sure that this is in. But if I remember correctly, it there were very few, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't see him on the list of participants to say one way or the other, and I don't see Carrie Ann either. I was hoping she could take us through her edits. Do you feel comfortable doing that, Lauren?
Not really. So this was discussed on our calls, but it was an item that essentially was kind of a follow-up. So I don't have any kind of up-to-date discussion. The last time I was involved was when we were chatting about what she was planning to do and how. So I think we need to move that to next week when she's here herself.
Okay. That brings us to the abuse team. Can we put up the PDF? And Denise, turn that over to you. Denise, you're muted.
How's that?
Much better.
The abuse subgroup worked its way through all of the public comments on the recommendations and sub-recommendations 10 through 19. And the spreadsheet reflects proposed comments and actions and proposed responses for each and every comment that was filed. Additionally, the group has agreed to broadly to synthesizing and updating the recommendations, so there will be fewer recommendations. A few will be combined and clarified per the notes in the spreadsheet. We hope to have that next week, but keep you posted. Hello.
Yes, I see Lauren has his hand raised.
Yeah, just to maybe add quickly to what Denise has said, if you go through the admittedly long table, where I think, again, as of risk, obviously this needs some rewriting before going into a final report. I think what is important to mention is that even though we said this before, with abuse, we often have a split. Some parties are generally happy with the direction, maybe are proposing smaller changes, while others are clearly unhappy with the direction we're going in. So I think one of the key things is that while with risk, having been on both of these teams, with risk, it was really more about, okay, let's see what we have, let's see what we kind of forgot to do, and kind of work in things, restructure so that it makes more sense. With abuse, it's much more, we as the team have to essentially take a side, as ridiculous as it sounds. With what we've written is supported by some, but not all, and it will not be possible to essentially do what we did with risk across, okay, let's listen to everyone. There are very few that we couldn't address somehow. With abuse, I think it will essentially be, we have to say to some people, we disagree with you. And you can also see this in the table very well, that for some, it's just, okay, you don't think what we're saying is a good idea or whatever, but we still think it's a good idea, and that's that. So I think that's an important comment to make, because I feel it's quite a bit different to some of the other recommendations.
Yes, thanks, Lauren. I would agree with that. And additionally, there's many opportunities throughout for clarification and some additional explanation of the recommendations. So that work is proceeding as well.
Do you think the ones where there is a split, we need to make sure we have the team agreement, or what are you, I'm not sure what you meant to propose as a next step, Lauren.
So Denise can add or disagree with me, obviously. I would say the following. We have had a certain direction with abuse as a team when we put this report out for public comment, and we also knew that some would be less happy with this than others. So I think what the team so far has done, and Denise, please correct me if I'm wrong, is to kind of go in the direction of looking at what we have done, obviously trying to clarify, incorporate, et cetera, where possible, but to essentially stick to our guns unless the comments essentially really show, okay, oh, you made a mistake here, or where we recognize, okay, we have to do this slightly differently, right? We're trying to incorporate, but some essentially are opposed, right? And they're saying, okay, you just cannot do this, full stop. While others say, yes, this is a good idea. So in those cases, we're like essentially going the same direction we had before. And I feel the team then has to look at what the sub-team produces and decide if this direction was appropriate. But essentially what we're trying to do, at least this is my feel, is to take our position, obviously go through everything, trying to make sure we incorporate what is possible, but to essentially defend our opinion, defend our approach. Based on what we have done before, and obviously, right, the team at some point has to look at these comments, look what they have done with it, but I think it makes more sense as a whole than to kind of trying to do this now. But at least that's my kind of interpretation of it right now.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is the position in the report hasn't changed, but the defense, or now that we're clear that some people disagree with it, we need to be more prepared to defend it. And, of course, once we have the final language, confirm that we still have consensus.
I think that's a good summary. And in addition, obviously, we're looking at everything. And just because it disagrees with what we have said doesn't mean we'll just throw it out and get defensive. But it means we look at it and we kind of check what we're doing with it. But if it's like, you know, completely against, then we just have to think about how can we kind of defend the position we have taken as a team. If we have the feeling what we're saying is still the right thing, if a comment, and I can't think of any right now where this is the case, identify something that is kind of off and we really didn't see it, then obviously we would have to kind of concede that point. But I cannot think of an example for that, actually. Maybe Denise can, I'm not sure.
An example of what?
Like an example where a public comment really points us towards something where we made a mistake, or where we actually have to concede, yes, what we wrote really has to be pulled or something like that. I cannot think of one that did that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. However, the public comments did surface many misunderstandings, misinterpretations, and so they provided an opportunity for us to clarify in many areas. And
In other words, opposition was based on either a misunderstanding or a misinterpretation of the proposed recommendations. And there were certainly comments that provided additional information and suggestions that led to, you know, that led to some additional suggestions and explanations.
Okay, thank you for that. Anybody from the team have questions, concerns, comments about any of the parts of this table that were reviewed? This is such a long table, I'm quite surprised to hear that there's no one who wants to talk about any roads. But if we have consensus, I will take it, and I will, then send a note for the people on the team who did not make the call. I'm quite shocked that we only used half the time to go through these two big pieces of work. But if there's no other business, we'll end a half hour early. Well, I'm not seeing any hands, so I'll give you a half hour back. Thank you.
Thank you all. Have a good week.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.